Pod People.
Relax. Breathe. Welcome to Ghost Honey's
Dream Machine.
Greetings, gentle listeners. I don't know about you, but I need to take a little break from listening to those Wizard About Town tapes. So, if it's okay with you, I'd like to change things up a bit for this episode. I hope you're feeling brave, because not only does it look like there's a storm brewing outside, but tonight I would like to chat with you all about fear. What are you afraid of? Growing up, I felt like I was terrified of everything. I remember when I was 7 or 8 years old, my family rented out a cabin in the woods. I have a really vivid memory of standing on the staircase that led to the living room where my dad and 2 sisters were watching one of those TV shows where people retell their true ghost experiences. You know those shows. The ones where people retell their hauntings to the camera, and incredibly beautiful actors reenact the story, while a symphony of synths fills the air and grainy film overlays mask their faces. Usually, the story involves a woman who bought a farmhouse from the 1800s in the middle of the woods, and every night she sees a ghostly Civil War soldier pace in front of her bed, and then walk to the original stone fireplace where he points to a rock with his initials carved on it. And the next day, the woman reaches into the fireplace and finds a bundle of perfectly preserved love letters, or something like that, I don't know. Anyways, I remember hearing my dad and sisters watch a show like that, and just the sounds of the terrified woman retelling her story while synths crept in behind her shaking voice was enough to make me so terrified that I refused to sleep by myself for a whole month. I refused to even go upstairs to my bedroom by myself at nighttime. And I hadn't even seen the TV screen, just heard the haunting audio of the show from my safe spot on the staircase. I was a pretty big scaredy cat growing up. I remember another time waiting in the checkout line in a bookstore with my mom and seeing a book on display. The cover depicted a woman in a silk nightgown lying in her bed, comforter, sheets, and hair tousled, while a vampire with hungry eyes and gray skin feasted viciously on her neck. I looked at that book cover for maybe 1 minute, and for a whole year, I refused to sleep without several blankets and pillows wrapped tightly around my neck. I'm not sure what my reasoning was then. Like, did I think if a vampire broke into my house and saw that my neck was covered, they would just get discouraged and leave? Oh, I wonder who that could be. Maybe a late night delivery? Rose? Is that you? Long time no see. Gentle listeners, you remember Rose, the goblin that for some reason lives under my bed and eats my socks and hair ties? Rose, did you get that pack of socks I left under the bed for you?
Be careful, Mother. A sinister guest has been lurking around your estate.
Are you sure it's not just the delivery person dropping off a package? I just ordered some goggles. I've taken up swimming and I can't really open my eyes underwater because I wear contacts.
I can also sense a sleepless, dark and ancient presence at the doorstep. Keep that turtleneck sweater you're wearing on, and consider this warning, me returning a favor. Thank you for the pack of socks. Ta-ta for now, Mother.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're welcome. Well, gentle listeners, should we see if my new goggles are here? I'm coming! hate walking down these stairs at night. Oh! Hello there. Sorry, the thunder and that swarm of bats startled me a little bit.
I hope this late night visit isn't too much of an imposition. My name is Victor. I just moved in next door.
Oh, nice rhyme. Welcome to the neighborhood. You can call me Ghost Honey. It's no imposition. I'm a night owl, so I was up anyway.
I too am a lover of the night, Mr. Honey.
Oh, that's nice. Where are you moving from, Victor?
I lived isolated for many years, deep within the Black Forest. However, I'm a very transient being. I've built my lair in many different places over the years.
Oh, same. I lived in the Midwest for a while, and to this day, I still say, oh, sorry, when I accidentally bump into someone or I'm standing in someone's way at the grocery store.
I see. I intruded tonight in hopes that I may come inside and borrow a cup of sugar. I need it for the, very human food I am baking.
Ooh, I love to bake. Yeah, come inside.
Thank you, Mr. Honey.
Fear not, gentle listeners. Ghost Honey's Dream Machine will be right back after the break.
Greetings, gentle listeners. I hope you've been doing well. I am so excited to talk to you today about my very first book. It's called Gentle Chaos: Poems, Tales, and Magic. This book is a collection of poems, images, personal stories, and vignettes that explore magic, queerness, lost history, love, and death, and the enchantment and comfort to be found in the weird, the dark, and the different. There's also pictures of teeth. The holiday season is fast approaching, and this book could make the perfect gift for the sensitive, death-obsessed weirdo in your life. And you can purchase it now wherever you buy books. Not only is there a book, but there is also a companion oracle card deck, a guided journal, and an audiobook recorded by yours truly, available wherever you listen to books. I hope you enjoy this book just as much as I do, and happy holidays from me to you.
Welcome back, gentle listeners.
So, what brings you to Southern California, Victor?
I must confess, I heard the song of a particularly strong heart singing out to me every night. I've been following the song for weeks, hunting the source it reverberates from.
Oh, cool. You're a musician?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm not very musical myself, but I am a painter.
Ah. I found artists have particularly thick and rich blood. Like mulled plum wine.
Oh, yeah. Because they spend so much time sitting down, probably. I try to go on a 15-minute walk every day because I spend so much time at my easel. How much sugar did you say you needed again?
Victor must confess, I can't hold it in any longer.
Oh, the bathroom is right down the hall and around the corner. Go ahead.
No, I couldn't use the bathroom, even if I wanted to.
Oh, stage fright? I know I said I'm not musical, but I can hum a song while you go.
I can't use the bathroom because I am a vampire.
Tequila! Oh, wait, sorry, what?
I am a vampire. It was a heart song that drew me to Southern California. Its rhythmic beating was carried to me on the salty sea breeze. I would normally avoid a place as sunny and loud as Southern California. but I needed to meet the source of this music.
Wait, vampires can't use the restroom?
No. To be a vampire is to suffer from a cursed thirst that can only be satiated for a few hours at a time. Our diets consist of blood, wines, and nectar. The vampire's curse burns up all of those liquids a few hours after consuming them, and through a complicated chemical process, our bodies absorb these liquids in a way that is similar to how plants absorb water through their roots. We are so thirsty all of the time.
Okay, I'll do it. It's really nice that you're so in love with me. I'll become a vampire and live with you forever. It's fine, I'm ready. I'm good to go. Let's do this.
I think there's been some confusion. I too thought it was your heart calling to me from across the sea. But when I arrived, I realized it wasn't you. It was your house.
My house? Also, I was totally joking about becoming a vampire just then. I love to have fun.
Yes. There's a strange, mysterious magic in this house. Surely you've noticed. It is calling out to magical creatures and pulling them in. It's like an ancient magical magnet. Have you always resided here?
No. I'm an artist in Southern California. I couldn't normally own a Victorian three-story house like this. I just moved in 2 summers ago. It was my great-aunt's home. She passed away and left it to me. I visited once when I was young, though, for a couple of weeks in the summer.
Have you noticed anything weird happening since you moved in?
Yeah. I mean, this house has always been weird. Ever since I was little. Wait, are you gonna bite all on my neck?
No. I may be a vampire and ancient beast, but I am also a gentleman and a scholar. Please, I just want to hear about the mysteries of this house and understand why it called out to me.
Okay, well, this house has always been mysterious. I remember when I stayed here when I was young, it always felt like some of the rooms were swapping places. I thought maybe I just wasn't used to being in a house this big and was getting turned around. But on the second day, I opened the bathroom door on the first floor here next to the kitchen, and the toilet was gone. Actually, the whole bathroom was gone. And in its place was a small courtyard filled with roses and topiary sculptures. And this sounds weird, but maybe not to you because you're a vampire, but I think there was a ghost in the courtyard.
What did they look like?
Like a woman in a big blue silk dress, reading a book and crying.
You're sure it wasn't just an alive woman?
Her opacity was definitely set to like 45%.
Definitely a ghost then.
Yeah, that's why I screamed and shut the door. And when I peeked again 30 minutes later, the toilet was back. I mean, the whole bathroom was back. And the ghost in the courtyard was gone. Every time I was scared, my great aunt Ida used to say, "Just mind your business." And anytime you're scared, just say, "Be brave, be brave." Sometimes you can trick your mind into thinking you're brave even when your body doesn't feel it. She kind of just brushed everything off. Nothing really fazed her. I would run up to her like, "Aunt Ida, the moon has a face and is talking to me," and she would just say, "That's nice, dear. Wash your hands. Dinner is ready."
This is a lot for Victor to process.
Yeah, it's a lot for Ghost Honey to process. I thought it was all my imagination. Or maybe a gas leak? Because after that summer when I went home, everything stopped. The moon stopped talking, and everything was normal again. I didn't visit my aunt again after that first time. I think I was too scared. But then 2 summers ago, my aunt passed and left me this house in her will. So I packed up and moved in.
Tell me, do strange things still happen?
Yeah, but my brain compartmentalizes it.
What do you mean?
Ever since I moved in, it's like my mind has split. I paint during the day, hear weird noises, think that's none of my business. I eat dinner, avoid the basement and attic at all costs, try to make it to my room on the 3rd floor before it gets dark out because the staircase creeps me out at night, talk to my friend the moon for a little bit.
So, you just accepted these things as normal. Talking to the moon is normal.
I don't know. I'm worried. If I think about it all too much or question too many things, my head will explode. So every night I put my little eye mask on and my headphones in so that I don't hear anything too weird. I have a little routine.
This house, Mr. Honey, feels almost alive. It has a loud presence, and its magic sounds like a heartbeat type of magic. It lured me in all the way from Germany. I can't be the only creature that has shown up.
I mean, yeah. There's Rose, the goblin under my bed, the box of cassette tapes that were left on my door, that ice cream guy that took my owl figurine. I've been trying to keep track of it all for my own sanity. I try to record all the weird things that happen.
If it's all right with you, Mr. Honey, I would like to come back sometime. Hear these records of yours. I fancy myself a researcher of sorts, and I
thought you were a musician.
No, I fancy myself a researcher of sorts. I love to pull the truth out of people and places. Would you mind if I came over again sometime and did some tests and research on your house? I've never encountered a magnetic magic this strong.
I would love that. Thank you, Victor. If I could be honest, I would love someone else to do the work for me. I thought I was gonna just kind of slowly spiral into the weird chaos of this house until I went crazy from it.
Right. Well, if you need anything, I'm the house next door with all the windows nailed shut.
Thank you, Victor.
It is my pleasure. I shall take my leave then.
Victor, wait.
Yes.
I was just wondering, what would happen if you were to, say, eat a grilled cheese?
I wouldn't.
Right, but if you did, like by accident.
I am not sure. It would probably burn up in the same fiery evaporation process that liquids do. But I feel like it would slow me down, make me a little sluggish, like roasting a marshmallow versus boiling water, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. I don't think I want to be a vampire anymore then.
Good night, Mr. Honey. Until we meet again.
Moon, did you hear all of that?
Is he gone? I'm scared of vampires.
What? Why are you scared of vampires?
I'm scared they'll steal all my moon blood.
What? Moon, you don't have any blood. Wait, or do you?
I don't know.
I'm not a doctor.
Well, Victor seemed nice. I don't think he'll steal your blood, Moon. You're so far away.
We'll see. In the meantime, keep that turtleneck on when you are around him.
Hey, Moon. Do you remember the first time we talked?
I do. You screamed and closed the curtains on me.
Yeah.
I thought maybe the world was ending.
But on night two, you peeked out from behind the curtains and said, "What's your favorite color?"
Yeah, and you said rainbow.
A mother doesn't have a favorite child.
I missed you after that summer, Moon. I'm glad that we can talk again now.
Once you've loved someone, you never truly leave their side. Even on nights when you couldn't see my face or hear my voice, I was still there, shining down on you.
Thank you, Moon. You're the best. Remind me not to let Victor listen to this episode.
And thank you, gentle listeners. If you've already made it this far, I think you're very brave. I hope you remember that you're never truly alone. Sweet dreams. Hey, Rose. Victor looked tired, but he was nice. I don't think he's evil or lurking.
The vampire isn't the evil-looking presence I was talking about, Mother.
Ooh. Shut up, please. Sorry. It's too late for spooky, ominous talk. Go eat your socks or something.
Ghost Honey's Dream Machine was written by me, Tyler Gaysa. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People, who make this lovely little podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Saff, Chris Jacobs, Danielle Roth, Morgan Foose, and Anne Fuse. Special thanks to Barbara Jones and Mark Fisher at Outshine Talent, and all my family and friends. If you love Ghost Honey's Dream Machine, the best thing you can do is share it with a friend. And if you're an overachiever, please leave a glowing review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Ghost Honey on TikTok and at Tyler Gaysa everywhere else to stay tuned on all Dream Machine news. And please, if you feel so inclined, go ahead and submit your own dreams at the link in any of my social media bios. I may include it in an upcoming episode. Bye for now.